B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, writes that during the coming football season, no person in the NFL will be more powerful than senior VP of officiating Al Riverone. He says that starting this year, Riverone has the ability to swing massive chunks of field position by throwing an after-the-fact spot foul DPI. Pass interference flag.
He's right.
Where he can wipe out a long gain or a touchdown based on offensive pass interference that wasn't called on the field. He has that power over each of the 256 regular season and 11 postseason games that will be played in the league's 100th season. Having that power is one thing. Properly using it is another. It's not easy to make these decisions, especially in the moment.
Close your jaws.
Florio says we've seen Riveron, who was thrust into the job, crafted for Dean Blandino, after Blandino left for Fox, struggle at times, most significantly in 2017, when multiple catch-no-catch decisions were inaccurately resolved in replay review. He says this year the warning signs have flashed for nearly 2 months, starting with his assessment of a couple of 2018 non-calls that would become pass interference calls in the new expansion of replay review. Riverone isn't inclined or able to apply the kind of high bar that the competition committee envisions when it comes to overturning calls and non-calls of pass interference. What he's saying is Riverone's not very good at this job. That's what Mike Florio is saying. He says, and again, it's not an easy job. It's a job that was crafted and created for Blandino. And as explained on Monday during Pro Football Talk Overtime, the best way to ensure the integrity of the league's 100th season would be to offer Blandino a large pile of cash to return to the job that was made for him. And that, quite possibly, only he can properly execute.
Jim? Wow.
Mark, Scott, what's up, guys?
So there's one guy in the
don't
world
use what's up.
Who can make these calls and make them to the standards of integrity
what's up, Dean?
That the league has.
What's up, Bob?
Hey, Dean. Hey.
Mark, Scott, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, Dean.
What's up, Dean?
Good thing we paid for our celebrity Dean Blandino shout-out before he gets this job again. Because he won't be doing the celebrity shout outs when that happens.
Oh, for Mark Scott, what's up, guys?
For $25
for Fox Sports.
Yeah, for Fox Sports.
Play the whole thing in case
guys?
People haven't heard it.
Hi.
Play it through.
Mark Scott, what's up, guys? Dean Blandino from Fox Sports. Jim and Tom said you guys were big football fans and they wanted me to send you a message. I know we're all excited about the season coming up. Preseason's here. Regular season will be here before you know it. Make sure you're watching us on Fox Sports. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Upon further review, Scott has the best battery toss in the business.
Sure.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Dean. Appreciate it, Dean. That is the guy that Florio, Jim Louth, says the NFL needs to throw huge piles of cash at to save the game and save the game from itself because he is quite possibly the only guy who can get in front of the monitors at the officiating headquarters and actually execute review properly this season.
So it's on the league to pay this crazy amount of money to a man that doesn't hold the position anymore because two morons blew a call in an NFC title game.
He's saying that Al Riveron...
Why are we changing the rules?
He's saying Al Riveron's done a bad job in the position since he took over.
Yes.
He's been sensitive.
Yes, most extremely.
He's we know that. Yes. He's called the truck.
Seen him struggle at times.
Struggling.
When multiple catch, no catch decisions were inaccurately resolved via replay review.
Or the pure stupidity of the rule last year they tried to enforce of lowering the helmet, which never stuck. and they completely got wrong.
Jim, how do you feel about
this?
I'd say
70%
they should
of the
bring
calls.
Back Blandino with huge bags of cash?
If that's all they're offering, he's not going to take the job. Unless there's cameras that he can speak in front of, he's not going to take the job.
Oh.
You think that he wants...
You think he's a red light
guy,
Jim?
You think that they want...
Oh, you think? $25 a message?
I'm going on that.
I'm going to sit in my front of my computer and send fire off 30-second messages for $25.
Why are you so opposed to his $25 messages?
You're the one
that signed up for it. It's not just the $25 messages. It's how often have you seen Al Riveron make the circuit around on TV?
I don't even know what
he looks
like.
Did you see Dean Blandino when he was in the job?
All the time.
Dean Blandino frequently went on NFL Network.
And who's been in the news more?
No.
Blandino or was it Riveron? It was Riveron because of all the mistakes, right?
You know what image stuck with me? Dean Blandino getting off Jerry Jones's party bus.
Wouldn't that tell you that Blandino was better at the job than Riveron, though?
No. Why would it?
No, it tells me he's in bed with the league.
Dean Blandino was in the news because Dean Blandino liked to put himself in the news.
Dean Blandino would twist himself into a pretzel explaining the catch rule. He made it sound like whatever he said was right, no matter what, even if it was the differing opinion from the time before.
That's his job.
But we didn't often talk about Dean Blandino for being so horrible at his job. We talk about Al Riveron because Al Riveron is screwing up another call again.
Mm-hmm.
How many did he screw up, though? How many calls has Riveron screwed up?
Oh, I can think of plenty. I can think back to the Super Bowl against the Eagles. I can think back to that, when all of a sudden the league is now changing how they interpret rules.
Okay, but is that the league telling him what to do, or is that his fault?
No, that's the league telling him we're gonna let this rule ride
a little bit. That's the league wanted to change that call, and that's him trying to enforce it and being probably told 8 different things from the league. Well, no, do it like this. Oh, no, this is too much. We got to do it like this now.
But at the end of the day, he's the guy who makes that call in the moment. He's the guy who tells that ref how this is going to go.
Yeah, the guy who's been in a stadium in front of 70,000 fans refereeing a game before. That guy's making the split-second decision instead of Mr. Red Light Blandino.
I am so confused on this rule, and I haven't seen anything that could help me one way or the other how I'm going to get ready or attempt to guess how Belichick's going to call this or any other coach. Because there's no in or out on it. There's no right way, it seems like, to me to do this. There really isn't. I have no clue how Bill's going to approach this Sunday night against the Steelers.
You know why they want Blandino, or you know why Florio wants Blandino? Because he wants it explained away from him, because Blandino can speak in front of a camera and sell his point of view better than Riveron could sell his point of view.
Like our intern.
So it's more believable, so Florio believes it.
When Dean Blandino explains it, whether you agree with him or not, you feel coming away from that video that's the ruling.
I think Blandino's fraud too, but I just think he was better at the job than Riveron.
Riveron's like an angry elf.
I just think he was better at the job. That's all. I think we had less.
Maybe he was better at the job because he didn't relate to the referees as much as Riveron. And maybe Riveron's given the referees the benefit of the doubt sometimes because he's been on the field and experienced that before. And I can respect that he's sticking up for his guys.
Yeah, I don't need the guy who's in replay to stick up for the refs. The refs screwed things up. You need someone who doesn't care what the refs decided on the field, who simply looks at it and tells you what happened. I don't need that. I need someone who's actually completely removed, which is why I like that the replay is not at the game site. That they started to make the right move by getting it away from the site of the game. By putting it in the central location, it's supposed to be faster. It's supposed to be emotionally detached. It's someone who's completely removed from the setting. They should have someone who's removed from the guys on the field, too. Blandino checked all those boxes. I just think he was better at the job. Yeah, there's definitely a fraud element to him, too, though. Bags of cash. Back up the Brinks truck for Dean Blandino. Plus, I just want to see Jim get fired up every time he goes on NFL Network.
You want the games to take longer? Give Blandino the job back.
When they bring him back.
Jimmy, I'd be a nicer person.
Wouldn't that be nice, Jim?
Somebody called. They want me to shut up, so I'm going to shut my mic off.
If they bring him back,
Jim.
Wouldn't it be great if they bring him back and then they put a camera in the replay room and they mic up?
Oh, I guarantee that'll happen.
That would
I
be
guarantee
awesome.
That'll happen.
That, you know what that is, Jim?
Dean Blandino, a football life. That's what we need.
That would be like the AFL. That's one of the things you told me you liked about the AFL. Jim actually liked that about the now defunct. It was the AFL, right? Isn't that what they called it? And it's not the original AFL.
The AAF?
AAF, sorry. AAF.
Air Force, right? Royal Air Force.
What?
What's the Air Force? What's the planes that just came across?
The Royal Air Force.
The Brits, yeah.
Yeah.
They did what were they doing to fly over yesterday?
I don't know. It was nice.
It was nice. A little red, white, and blue.
Right.
Yep.
Newspaper.
That's what it was. The AAF, not the AF. Not yeah. the AAF. I'm like, did they call it the AFL as well? There's like AFL part two. No, AAF. When they did the mic'd up review. Blandino can bring that to the NFL.
He was a consultant for the AAF.
Oh, God.
It's probably his idea.
I actually want this to happen to see him lose his mind.
I do, too.
Like, I could... I don't like Dean Blandino. I'm as annoyed.
What do you mean? He's a friend of ours. He said you have the best battery toss in the business.
That's because you wrote it down for him. I would be so entertained watching Jim get pissed off that would help me get through football season. I'm rooting for this.
So am I.
Like, I'm rooting for Cal Nan to get bit by a shark. Any shark closings today?
No.
Anybody had a Nauset Beach?
Early this morning.
Early this morning.
There was.
Get in the water, people. Come on, I'm running out of summer.
I got the list of four from yesterday.
Four. Or had a cell show me the one of our had a cell show me the great white he saw just off the bow of his boat. Oh, like there it is. They're there. Get in the water. I'm running out of summer.
617-779-0985. Open phone lines. Grab one now here on Zolak and Berg.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Top. Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you could clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
How can I explain it? I take your frame by frame it. I judge a smile, see if it's entertaining. O is for other, P is for people.
617-779-0985. Jeff in Phoenix.
Jeff,
what do you have for us?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen. I got one observation.
Yes.
Thank you. From week one preseason game, I think Nick Bruschett, the running back out of LSU, number 42, is going to be replacing Brandon Bolden.
What's that based on?
Well, they were splitting reps evenly at running back position throughout the game, and also Brissett was splitting special teams reps during the special team. He was playing gunner and similar position to what Bolden played. And the way the Belichick was running it, they were splitting off 50-50. And that was purely an evaluation. The kid's younger. He's a better running back than Bolden by far. He's a natural. He's got power and speed. He blocked well, caught the ball well, protected, and did good on special teams. And I think that Bolden's expendable contract, and he's expendable. And I think this is an upgrade.
I could see we're now in the bottom of the roster territory now talking about Nick Brissett.
We're arguing over roster spots 48 through 53.
So I just wonder if I we'd have to double check and watch the game back, but they have two number 42s. I wonder if Malik Gant, the safety, was the one that was gunner on special teams.
He was probably. Because this kid has shown me nothing.
I don't think Brissett as a running back would play gunner on special teams, would he?
They are so deep at running back, there's no way this kid's making this team. Especially the way after... Yeah, you know, Harris ran the other night. So, no way. Sony Michel, lock. James White, lock. I got Burkhead as a lock. I know other people don't. Damian Harris, lock.
That doesn't mean Bolden's making the team, though, right?
I think Brandon Bolden, you could argue, I would take the call that he's a bubble guy. There's no way Brissett is going to make the roster over Bolden.
Would that be a surprise, Bolden?
Yeah, I mean, kind of, yeah, because it's a name. Guys like Bolden, Hoyer... And I say that because if gun to the head, if Bill needs an extra DB or an extra running back, he may not want to keep three quarterbacks. Bill might be dead set on just taking two. I'm going to take the old guy, and I'm going to take the young guy and develop him. They need to look at Hoyer versus Stidham and say, what's the drop-off? What's the upside? You see what I'm saying? Like Hoyer, Dorsett, Bolden, Duke Dawson, Jason McCourty, Orlando Roberts would be like surprises to me. Those would factor in as decent names that, oh, okay, there's something. You're not going to be like, wow, Gant didn't make the team or Brissett didn't make the team. or four of these defensive linemen that haven't made a play all year didn't make the team. Shelton be a surprise. That'd be a surprise.
Shelton would be.
Yeah. Because I think the way they want to play it, they need a big body on the inside for whatever defenses they want to run. And they're going to be multiple. But you see why they need guys like Shelton, Guy, and Butler. Yeah. So. It's just odd we went to Brissett and Bolden there. Look at him in Arizona. I like that.
I didn't expect to get
that. I like that he's logging reps out there in Arizona.
I didn't expect to get that.
Studying the rep chart.
But I think Jim Sontas.
You know what that guy there is? He's a football guy.
Multiple guys wearing number
four. That caller's a football guy. That's what he is.
He's based on the first game, though.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Like the Detroit game. Like to rewind and go back to week one. Some of the repetitions that I've been observing is the way they were mixed. And coach is trying to push Brandon Bolden. Make it fair out there. Yes. I like that guy. Football guy. Yeah. I am just so excited to call a game with the starters going in it in 2 days. Because next week's going to be hell.
Oh, week four always.
Week four is the worst simulation of a football game you could ever put together.
And to put a little extra spin of hell on it.
Okay,
they're playing the Giants in the regular season this year, so they're not going to do anything remotely
right
to do with the regular season.
There's actually 12. So Brady's going to play, we assume.
Yeah.
Right in this game.
He's definitely playing.
There are 12 quarterbacks that have not played to this point that are starters in the league.
Cam Newton's one of them.
Brady, Rodgers, Stafford, Goff, Philip Rivers, Breeze, Wentz, Newton, as you mentioned, Roethlisberger, Nick Foles, Big Mitch out in Chicago, and also, if you want to count them, Andrew Luck.
Can you answer me this question?
Why are
Trubisky and Goff not playing?
All these guys haven't played.
Why do Trubisky and Goff all of a sudden are so gifted veterans that they need no work whatsoever?
Right, Trubisky, why is it that Trubisky gets all the games?
Do you know that people are picking them to go to Super Bowl Chicago? There are people that
Who are those people?
There's some top bets
coming in on the Browns and the Bears.
Dude, my sister and brother-in-law live in Chicago.
Okay, but that's
all they hear.
Also because of value.
Super Bowl train.
You pick one of those teams that could be a reach, but you think has an outside
serious
chance.
So yeah, they think their defense is gangbusters.
You're literally taking the gamble.
So all of a sudden, Goff, based on his awesome Super Bowl performance, needs no work whatsoever. While his coach plays grab ass while the defense is out there. I'm rooting for the Rams to go 9-7, 8-8. I just am. Nouveau. Get back to obscurity.
Right, Jared Goff is 24 years old.
Well, he's all good to go. He's ready.
Why is it that he needs to have his reps managed?
God forbid he
gets Garoppolo's
hurt, right?
Played less games. He didn't play till last night, which is
ACL,
technically
though.
Week two, but it's only a couple days before Thursday
night.
Yeah,
but that guy's less than 1 year of an ACL. I give Garoppolo, but they give them more credit for playing Garoppolo than Goff. Coach has to talk to him.
Wentz, they're managing
the
something,
is.
Right? Wentz, he's coming back off injury.
You want the easy answer, Beetle? The easy answer, preseason doesn't matter. Joint practices. I'm sure Goff was in there in the joint practices against the Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
It's proof that these preseason games don't mean anything.
I hope Bortles ends up playing.
And they can have fewer games. They can have fewer preseason games.
If they had just done joint practices with the Titans last week, not played the game, and gone into this week, I mean, how many guys would that make a difference for? If they had just had no game, just the joint practices, they come into this week as they are.
You know, you say they don't matter. Maybe they don't matter for guys who have played in the league. I think it does matter for guys that haven't, though.
Guys that played in the game last week, maybe Stidham?
Yes, it matters for him.
Do you think Damian Harris is any better of a running back after last week? I don't think so. I think he could do that at Alabama, and he could do it next week.
I think it matters that he got out there, though, and played in a real live
NFL simulated
situation.
I think we saw it for the first time.
Situation.
Doesn't matter to fans. Doesn't matter to you and me. Matters to these coaches. Like, okay, this kid can run. Look at that cut. Look at that vision.
I think there's some value in
there's
it.
There's something there.
So the coaches would fight if they wanted to lower it to two preseason
games. I don't think
games.
You need four of them, but I think you need it. You need at least two. I wouldn't say get rid of them all.
So all those quarterbacks you mentioned, if it would eventually go to that, would they play in any preseason game?
Probably not.
Definitely not.
Go to two preseason games, but then have the fourth week be a bye week for everybody? Because that, if you go to two and one everyone plays and the other one nobody plays,
you know,
what's the difference?
The ideal number might be three, but then you get the argument, well, then how are you going to divvy up the home and away? Like, oh, that's what matters in this? The home and away and the tickets?
Yeah,
That's what we're worried about?
Yeah, go to neutral sites for
the
third game.
Oh, my God. That's what we're really going to be concerned with? The tickets? I don't know.
16 neutral site games for the third week. And just spread them out over the 3 weeks.
Can't you figure it out, considering I think every team has one other team they play every year? So for the Patriots and Giants, they rotate that game home and away every other year.
Play that in Hartford at Rensselaer Field.
Right, fine, every year. Or you just rotate it every year.
That's gross.
Every year you rotate.
Right, play to UMass.
We don't have a new stadium.
No?
No.
Oh, I mean, they have a redone stadium, though, with more seats, right?
I don't know. We don't have
that. No, you have a new locker room.
We have, like, new facilities surrounding the stadium.
All right.
The stadium itself. 17,000, 18,000?
Like 17,500?
You can play there. Good tailgate there.
Great tailgate.
Head out for tailgate.
Great tailgate.
Go play at Rutgers. Go play at Rutgers. Giants, Patriots at Rutgers. There'd be a million fans there.
Wait, you're heading out for a tailgate?
UMass.
When?
We're trying to match up the dates.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You interested?
I could be.
Yeah. I want to go see you tailgate for the first time ever. You've never tailgated before in a football game, right?
Never tailgated before a football game.
What's that charteroy they called it? They cut up the cut up board with the cheeses and the charteroy?
Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude?
Yeah.
No, try it again.
No, it's Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude. What is it? Guest help, please.
No.
Yes.
No.
Schadenfreude. Chicanery. I'm close. I know.
How
about you look at the word?
Showstopper.
No.
Look at the word. No. Okay, so
here's the word. Here's the word right here.
What I have.
Here's the word.
Oh.
Proskiodo or something like that is way
here's
it's
the word.
Charcuterie.
There.
Wow.
Charcuterie. We have a couple of those boards. I got it all planned out, Beetle. Like, it's nice white wines. Get to get them going. I know you like a beer guy.
That I've seen any charcuterie boards laid out in the UMass parking lot. That'll be a first.
I have a new mini.
You really don't know how to tailgate.
He doesn't. He has no idea what he's doing.
But I have a tent. I have chairs. And I have a new mini grill with the screw-on.
Well, the grill's good.
The screw-on propane tank.
You got yourself a Smokey Joe, America's favorite go-anywhere grill?
No. It's a charbroil mini grill.
Oh. Gas?
It's a little propane tank.
What do you need the charcuterie for?
Charcuterie, it's just nice. Ladies like it.
Oh, you got to get the ladies in tailgate.
Bring like Bud Lights and some hamburgers.
He is right about that, though. I'm sure Aaron's the same way. Blondie sweats a charcuterie board.
There's something.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
You get a nice.
She'll put them out. The people coming over, and there's all these little tiny like cheeses and meats. I'm like, what are we doing?
Proskiodo or something like that.
Yeah. Nice little prosciutto sliced. Little fig jam, like with the little spoon in the jar.
Oh, yeah. Delightful. That little short
orange marmalade.
That's good for nothing else other than that.
Where do you sell the little midget spoons?
How about the cream cheese with the hot pepper jelly? Oh, love the cream cheese with the hot pepper jelly.
Goat cheese.
Oh.
Well, goat cheese.
It's all so gross.
But it's so good. You need to have a little taste of wine and just cleanse your palate. Just something that just, gotta give me charcuterie. Charcuterie.
There it is.
I see it now. I can pronounce it if I see it. Yeah, I couldn't bring it up at that time.
It's a tough word.
Why don't you throw it to break? Charcuterie. It's fancy. That's boat and stuff, too. I mean, I might bring it on the boat this weekend.
The charcuterie board?
Charcuterie board. Oh. You don't need it all. Yum.
Okay.
Prosciutto.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are 3 words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Never tailgated
what's
before.
What's that charteroy they called it? They cut up the cut-up board with the cheeses and the charteroy?
Proskiodo or something like that is way it's spelled.
What is it? Schadenfreude. Chicanery.
Here's the word.
Charcuterie.
Yeah, I got the scotch, I got the prosciutto, and I got the wine. Okay, now we can eat.
See, I heard that from- from Ken right there, and I just thought I was watching the movie Goodfellas all over again. I don't know about you guys.
I forgot about him.
We got the bread. We got the wine.
Trying to wedge in the Goodfellas reference there.
You got Paulie sitting there, and he's counting all the stuff that they're bringing water in prison there. Yeah, you put the beef and the pork. You put it all. Yeah, don't put too much garlic.
I got Patriots news for you.
That's flavor. That's a good
one. I got Patriots news.
Oh.
I don't know, it's sort of, is this, it's borderline breaking news.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Let me look and then we'll decide.
This is breaking sports news. Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No, that's too late.
Not?
You don't think it's worthy of breaking news?
Phil Perry?
Demaryius Thomas. According to him, looks like Demaryius Thomas has been removed from PUP. At practice, in uniform, up and running, Demaryius Thomas for the Patriots today.
You get that breaking news, though?
Sort of development here for the Patriots,
That's a development. That's ahead of schedule.
Former All-Pro wide receiver?
Boy, it's starting to...
The Patriots have, in a week's time, Hardy, have Josh Gordon and Demaryius Thomas on the field now in uniform practicing.
But
they went from garbage to now they have Edelman, Demaryius Thomas, and Josh Gordon out there.
That's my point.
That's sort of a big
development. That's my point. They were a position of strength before Demaryius Thomas showed up in pads today.
Only if you're Jeff Howe. Only if you're Jeff Howe were they a position of strength. And I don't know what Demaryius Thomas is going to be.
That's the other thing. That's why I say hold off on the breaking news. A lot of people don't even want Demaryius Thomas on this team.
We'll see what he is. I think this is good because now they get a chance to get a look at him before they, you know, go into the season. What does this guy got? Is he Eric Decker or is he Demaryius Thomas
a couple years ago? Is he Reggie Wayne, Eric
Pre-injury.
Decker, that folk?
Yeah. What is this guy?
One less guy that can make the roster now because he's not on PUP anymore.
Right. He's off PUP, which means you can't go back on, which means they cannot stash him.
Imagine if Dontrelle Inman was here. He would really crap his pants.
Which means he's either on the roster or he's not to start the year. He's either in or out at the end of this preseason.
This had a schedule because I didn't think it was advertised as he would be ready at this time. Then we were cautioned he wouldn't be ready at this time, that he'd probably start on PUP, and that would save a roster spot for Bill and also be sort of an insurance thing in case somebody went down first 4 or 5
This means
weeks.
They have accelerated the schedule. They've said, get out there and show us what you have. Like, Let's go.
To what Jim said, they traveled him and he was playing chummy chum with Brady on the bench last week.
I think it's breaking news.
It's his locker mate now, too.
It's breaking news.
That's what he looks like, huh?
That's why I said when he was on the bench, I said, who is that with Brady? Yeah. I said, is that Demaryius Thomas?
He was on our bus.
You didn't know it?
I didn't know him.
What, do you need to get a chart of all the pictures, headshots of the team?
When you don't see the guy, and there's 90 guys, and 30 of them are new.
Well, he had a mustache, didn't he? I don't think he had a beard and mustache. Yeah. Did he have a beard, too? Yeah. I thought he just had a mustache.
He did. His hair was a lot longer than that.
That guy was on a bus. Like, who else on a bus?
Is it him versus Dorsett right now? I mean, without really thinking a lot about it, just quickly thinking of the depth chart.
He's bigger. He's so much bigger than
Or
Dorsett.
Is it him versus Jacoby Myers versus Dorsett?
No. Myers Locke. Edelman Locke. Harry Locke. Gordon Locke. I think it's him versus Dorsett.
It's getting harder to make that
Slater?
Roster at receiver.
Slater's a receiver
all of a sudden.
Too, right?
No, you don't count him. He's always counted as a sixth. He doesn't count.
I'm so sick of that.
He doesn't count as a receiver. We never count
him. Who's your five?
Edelman,
it's
Harry,
either Dorsett or Demaryius Thomas.
Gordon. Edelman, Harry, Gordon. Myers.
You said
Harry. And Demaryius Thomas.
That means Braxton Berrios is out, by the way.
Yeah.
For those who...
That means Gunner's out. That means...
Braxton Berrios.
Gunner didn't make enough plays.
That means Dorsett's out.
Those guys did nothing last
Gunner Olszewski, bye. Braxton Berrios, bye.
Those guys did not respond in the second week. Sorry. I'm just going by what I see in the game. Maybe they had good practices. I guess they did have good practices in Brady because of the injuries. Oh, shoot, you still got Maurice Harris.
Yeah, how's he going to make the team?
Oh, man. Who?
Harris.
I don't know, but I'm saying I'd put Harris above Berrios and Olszewski.
Yeah, but those guys aren't making the team.
Right.
How's Maurice Harris going to make the team unless you're carrying an extra guy?
Maybe it is a deep position now.
I don't
That's
know.
That's why I mentioned Slater, because is Slater going to...
Slater doesn't count.
Anybody else...
Slater, don't bring him into this.
No, but does anybody else add special teams ability? Maybe not... tackling and on the teams that are tackling, but maybe as a returner, they add that ability on special teams to replace Slater as the sixth receiver.
Well, see, that's your problem too. You're going to have Edelman now.
Wait, you mean as in you're not having Slater on the roster?
That's what I'm saying. Is there a chance?
No.
The
freaking team captain. Stop.
Come on, they're cutting that.
All right. Jesus.
No, come on.
No. Get out of here. No.
How many tight ends are they keeping? One?
Zero.
How many running backs are they keeping? That's something else I want to know. How does this look? Is everyone just staying?
This is a tough cut. This Brian is tough. Hoyer? That's what I'm saying. This is... These type of developments affect the 2-3 quarterback situation.
And that's what I brought up like a week or two ago, and I was immediately pishawed. Why do you need to keep two quarterbacks if neither one of them are ever going to play?
The value of Hoyer running the scout team, knowing his job, knowing his spot.
Why do you have to keep all these special teamers that only do special teams?
Okay. Helping you scout the defense in the Super
Bowl. There's another one.
Why do you need to keep Nate Ebner?
There's another one. Fine. Just I want it under consideration.
Who's going to be more impactful during a game? Brian Hoyer, Nate Ebner, or Brandon King? Brandon King, Nate Ebner.
Yes. In game. Yes.
Might not be the worst thing if Hoyer or Stidham comes down with an injury and goes on IR.
Why would you IR Hoyer?
Why would you IR Hoyer? You would IR. You would want to IR Stidham.
I think Jim is saying
they need to hide a roster spot somewhere.
Not really injured, but they want
Stidham to be able to practice all year.
Hey, Wang.
They want to develop him.
Yeah, which is why I mentioned Hoyer. He can still be a coach there.
Hey, Wang.
Yeah, but then there's no point in having him because he can't play.
Run the scout team.
He can't be used as the backup.
I'm so confused now.
To be the guy who knows the offense inside and out when you need a guy for a game or a half or whatever. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Confusing. Tell you what, all of a sudden this game Thursday night has become a big game for a lot of people.
Starting to see a hard path though for Maurice Harris to make the team.
He didn't make that. Everybody was giddy and coming out of Detroit, and I didn't feel the giddy.
I didn't either, because I thought there were at least a couple of passes that he should have caught and he didn't. And when you're playing against twos and threes and you're not making the catches, what do you think that looks like against ones?
I don't care who's hanging on you. You make a one-handed catch to begin with and you already get one, you better make two more.
2 weeks ago, we needed to look for reasons to be giddy, though, because of the receiver situation.
Right.
That's why people were giddy.
Amazing how it changes 2 weeks, huh?
Well, let's see. Demaryius Thomas, you're up. What do you got?
It's big reps Thursday
Time
night.
Time for you to show something.
If you're going to game Thursday night, you get a good ticket.
Time to show that you're football. Worth making the team. Demaryius Thomas, it appears, off the PUP list. He is practicing for the Patriots today. Today's takeaways on Zolak and Bertrand are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Wake Up Weight Loss. I hope you're having a fantastic summer. Life's a journey, not a destination. All right. So, I don't have any gum today. You guys have any gum I can borrow?
Yeah.
A piece of gum.
I'm not giving you any gum anymore.
I'll chew it, leave it on here for Murray. Did you hear that yesterday? Murray got all sensitive yesterday.
It's not sensitive. It's a reasonable expectation of a workplace environment.
I forgot to take the gum. If I took the gum, you'd never know the gum was there.
No, he's right? Not.
Would he have known or not?
It's not about you forgetting your gum. That's not what it's about. But he went off.
But if it was good gum. Like, it's not like that cheap gum. It's good stuff. Like bubble gum.
No.
Play it, Jim.
All right, buddy. Welcome into Felgren Mass. What do you got going on? What do you got going on over there, Murray? Sorry.
You know, I get that Zoe's a slob. I've learned to accept that after all these years. But I do skeeve when it comes to certain things. And as I'm trying to log into the workstation here, what do I find? I'll tweet a photo of it so in case people don't believe me, because you probably wouldn't believe something so disgusting. There is an old piece of gum, a chewed piece of gum, literally stuck to the monitor. So I'll assume Zoe chewing. Yeah, there it is. Zoe chewing gum. Obviously, you shouldn't have gum in your mouth when you're trying to spit out a take.
Or so I was on the monitor.
Comment or whatever it happens to be during Zolak and Bertrand. So you have to take the gum out. Instead of putting it in a trash barrel or any kind of receptacle, you stick it to the side of the monitor? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And normally, like, I'm not the finger wagging Nana when it comes to things like this. Like, fine, again, I've accepted that he's like Ogre. He's like our fun frat guy. But this is just gross. Like, stuff with food, gum, toenails, I skeeve. Like, it's gross. It's disgusting.
So we need a cleanup crew here in our Tom Fred Tire studios.
And you wonder why. So those, why do you guys always wipe down with the Lysol wipes? What's wrong with you? This is why. This is why. It's repulsive.
See, it's funny coming from Murray, who goes to all these like hipster joints, like they eat food, like these old places, like these old bars, and where he can reach under a table and just feel gum everywhere. Like, he should be used to that.
A, I don't know that that's the case. And B,
you're going to fill under a table wherever you go.
You think he's out of line.
No, I don't think he's out of line. I just forgot.
Who's out of line?
I'm out of line. I forgot the gum. Right. I should have taken my gum.
Are you out of line when you go barefoot?
Depends where I'm at.
Yes.
No. Yeah.
In the office, in the studio, out there when you walked out there earlier.
It depends if I have shoes on. If I have shoes on and take them all the way off, or boots. Yeah, that'd be out of line.
Is it out of line to go barefoot at work?
Yeah.
Then why do you do it?
Because you guys are my friends.
What do you think about the reference, though? The ogre reference. The ogre. Comparison.
The ogre doesn't... That doesn't... No.
What?
What's the ogre
from Revenge of the Nerds?
Shrek? I thought he meant
Shrek. Revenge of the Nerds. Ogre.
No, that guy was disgusting. I'm more the other guy.
No, he's more like Booger.
No.
Kind of a combination between the two.
Yes.
Huh. All right. Learn something every day here.
The other day, you cut yourself. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I hit my...
Yeah, and you bled all over the desk.
Well, that was a workplace...
accident.
Yeah.
You should get workman's comp.
I should. I should have went to HR.
Bled all over the desk, and he said, what should I do? Should I clean it, or should I lay it?
You know what? I hit it again on a plane, start bleeding again.
I go, Zoe, you need to clean that up. Yeah,
you're not allowed to leave blood.
You are not allowed, and you got the Clorox wipes and cleaned it up.
Yeah, of course.
Took care
classy.
Of it. And he wants credit for that.
I do.
All right, what else do we have?
What else we got?
Do we have the song today from Shaughnessy? Was in.
Was it the anniversary today, or did he just
no,
have something
Don
that he brought
King's
up?
No, birthday was today.
Oh, Don King's
and
birthday.
For Don Black King's birthday, we brought out a famous Shaughnessy moment.
Baby, can't you see through me?
During your next break, try and think of another African-American man named Don.
Don King?
Don Cheadle.
Donald Glover.
Donald Sutherland.
Don Flamenco. Donnie Davis.
Donald Driver. Don Baylor. Donnie Hathaway. Donald Brown. Donnie Sadler.
Don Magic Juan.
Donnie Moore.
My good friend Don Lowry, who used to work for the Patriot.
Don Cornelius.
There are a lot of black guys named Don.
Did I say Donald Sutherland?
I was going to say Donald.
Yeah, that guy, he was in... Animal House, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
With his butt.
Oh, reaching up for that
awful.
Coffee mug.
With the knit sweater. That fisherman's sweater.
Yeah, the cable knit.
It worked today when it was in the middle of the music, too. Just, what a great.
Try, if you can, and take the entire next break, because you'll need it, to think of another black guy in history with the first name of Don. 12. Immediately in 15 seconds.
We looked at him for a moment like, what? And then came up with a bunch of them.
It's unbelievable.
Oh,
so easy to do. So easy to do.
How about he couldn't understand his Kansas City relationship? Like, ooh, just didn't mean it that way. Yeah. What are you going to do? Just put the Kansas City tweet out there. Everybody thought I was talking about Tyreek Hill. Of course everybody thought you were talking about Tyreek Hill.
I thought he was talking about Tyreek Hill.
Of course he did.
And I generally give people the benefit of that. Oh, you still think he was?
He started the tweet with, Pats fans are unbelievable. He knew exactly who he was going to tweak and go after. Typical Class A Shaughnessy. Typical Shaughnessy.
But you thought he was thinking about Tyreek Hill when he wrote that tweet.
Absolutely, 100%.
So everything he said today, you think he was lying.
Yeah, conniving.
I don't think so.
Oh, that guy.
I think he just thought of the Pats' biggest rival in the AFC, and
you know what?
And it's Kansas City in a runaway.
To defend
it's not a contest.
To defend Dan, he's That's probably exactly what he did because of his tomato can theory that he has zero respect for any other team in the AFC.
Can't name a team in the division.
What other team's going to whiz down their leg when they come in here?
Name another team in the AFC. I mean, Steelers would have been a better.
I don't know. Does Houston come out of the South? Like we've tried. We tried this the other day. Name the top three competitors other than the Patriots. Kansas City's obviously one. Is it really Phillip Rivers and the Chargers again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Houston.
It is.
Houston.
Because it ain't Pittsburgh
Kansas
anymore.
City.
Pittsburgh's got nobody on a perimeter.
If you ask a lot of people around the nation, it's Cleveland.
Jim, why don't you go pump Baker's tires? Jim's favorite new team, the Cleveland Browns.
Not my favorite new team. It's the nation's
favorite
new team.
You know what? 8-8 is a great year for them.
I tell you what. Why don't you go home and put yourself together a nice wooden board of meats?
Charcuterie.
What?
Charcuterie.
You got it.
Yeah, charcuterie.
You got it.
All right. We're back at it tomorrow at 10.
Charcuterie.
Talk to you then. Felger Mazernet.
Give me some fresh fries.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, a sports hub.
Everybody, welcome to the program. Tony Maserati returning to our Town Fair Tire Studios. Hi, Tony.
Good, you?
I'm just peachy. Thank you so much. What do you make of the Chris Sale situation? Let's start there right off the top.
Okay, so I gave this some thought when I heard the news over the weekend. Obviously, I was out of town, but I tried to follow as best I could. And when I saw the Sale story, my initial reaction was, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
So what, can I ask you, which part? The part that
he was hurt.
That he got hurt in the first place or the news yesterday?
No, no, the news that he was hurt.
So dialing back over the weekend.
Right, like it was a perfect sort of development.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.